is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up, Buzz Archive Friday. Hey, everybody. I hope you got a good weekend coming up. We've got Classic Man, one of my favorites, one of my favorite guests of all time. I get asked that all the time. Who's your favorite guest? This is one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, we take it back a couple years to the fabulously talented frontman for the Jay Giles Band. An interview with Peter Wolf on Archive Friday. Here we go.
Hold on a second. Give me a little bit of that. Give me a little bit of that.
Come here, baby.
Listen to...
I'm going down slow.
Listen to his voice.
Coming up another girl. I got another show. And I feel like...
This is Peter Wolf, formerly the Jay Giles Band.
I'm wasting my time.
His voice sounds unbelievable. Of course, you know him as well, the legendary New England band, the Jay Giles Band, and Flying Monkey. We do have some tickets. Hold on for that. Yeah, put him through. They're putting him through now. All right. Folks, I've said it a million times on the air, one of my favorites. Joins us today, coming to the Flying Monkey on March 15th. We say good morning to Peter Wolf. Good morning, Peter.
Hey there, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
So,
having my little morning tea, getting ready, doing my sit-up stretches and my yamagamaguma.
So, you know what, it's going to start, I'll start with the tea, because there in Leeds, my first question, I'm just sitting here in Roadkill and I were listening to Wasting My Time, and I'm almost incredulous at how great shape your voice is in. How have you kept your voice in such great shape?
Well, it's the yamagamaguma I do in the morning, I guess.
I listen to it. I mean, I've been a fan forever. So, I mean, I've followed your whole career. I love the new stuff. I love the new records. And you sound better than ever. And it's got to be practice. But is there a secret for other?
Well, yeah, there is. What it is we don't really play live. It's a tape. So.
Nice. I ain't buying that for a second, brother. Not for a second.
You know. That's why it always sounds perfect all the time. Well, maybe not so perfect.
Right. But it's not. I mean, obviously, I don't mean, I've seen you a billion times. I don't think you're using equipment. I mean, it seems like you're singing better than ever. So,
well, thank you.
You know.
As time goes by, I get more and more into it, which is what I enjoy about it. I also enjoy about coming back up to Flying Monkeys, one of the nicest venues to play. It's intimate. Yeah. It's got a nice groove, so we're all looking forward to it.
When you're out there, right? When you're out there, whether it's the Flying Monkey or any of the other places that you're playing all over the place, and I think especially in New England, it's got to, I feel proud for you. You just got to be, you got to love the reception you get and the reception you've gotten through the years. You got to really appreciate that.
Well, you do. I mean, that's actually what keeps you going, is the fan base. And as years go by, you see newer faces, younger faces, and that's what really makes the incentive to just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting. I mean, we were very honored to be asked to be on the last Tom Petty tour.
Yeah.
And what was so great about that was the audience was so diverse. You got old fans, new fans. You had, you know, so many, Tom had so many different fans. It was just so great to kind of play to that kind of thing. And I think what's interesting about music fans today, it's because of technology. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, but because of technology, so much is available.
Right, right. I've stumbled into different genres of music through that technology, and I was going to mention to you, I know you were friends with Tom, so my condolences on your loss and all of our losses.
Yeah.
As an artist, he was just one of the greats. For you, what was the greatest thing about Tom Petty? I know it's a personal question.
Well, that's a hard one. I think as a fan, you know, of Tom's, which I was, I really admired the way he did it. Not to sound cliche, but he did it his way.
Yeah.
And he kept the integrity all the way through, right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tom and the band, the Heartbreakers, they opened up for Jay Giles way back when they first started.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we became friendly. And right back then, they did it their way. They played to a lot of audiences that weren't familiar with them. But they really carved out a real large fan group. And Tom really made his records with on the same top shelf level throughout his career, and I think it's easier said than done.
Oh, amen.
To do what he's done.
Amen. Peter Wolf on with us. He's Thursday night at the Flying Monkey up in Plymouth. Go ahead, Scotty.
Out of all the tours you've done, which was your favorite?
Wow.
Well, that's a tough one. I think, you know, of course, when Centerfold and Freeze Frame were number one records, and we did a tour, an arena tour, and at that point we were invited by the Rolling Stones to tour throughout Europe. So during that period, I think it was for the Giles period, it was one of my favorite, besides the early days where we would play in clubs. That was exciting to be playing on a Tuesday night, and there was maybe 40 people there, and the next time you come back, the place is sold out.
Right.
That was great. And with the solo bands, it's always been exciting because I really love the musicians I have with me. They're top shelf. They're Midnight Travelers or something else. So just to kind of be standing in front of those guys night after night is... For me, it's a real kick in the head.
When you're on stage with Duke Levine, you got some power behind you, right?
Duke Levine, the magic machine. I will say so. Yeah, he's quite incredible. They all are. They're all hand-picked, and each person is a real maestro in their own way. So I'm very fortunate, not unlike the Heartbreakers that Tom had, to have a band where each player is a real, real master.
Yeah, of course, the Jay Giles career rooted in rhythm and blues. Just I've seen so many shows, Peter, both solo and as a band. And solo, you get to stretch your wings and kind of go in all these different directions.
Right.
Has what inspires you changed, or how, if at all, has what inspires you changed through the years?
Well, you know, as you keep going, I like to go to see shows. I like to see new bands. I like to see my old friends out there doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think what inspires is the same thing what you guys do on radio every day. Just try to keep it fresh and keep it meaningful to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that also sounds sort of simplified, but that really is it.
I mean, I
love the music. I'm a fan.
Right.
The other day, there was a surprise birthday for me, and I started the day off by pulling out some of my old Chuck Berry and Little Richard and stomping it up. It still sounds as fresh today as when I heard it as a young kid at 10 years old.
Is there anything new that has caught your ear that you said they've got something?
I was going to say that because I was thinking there, imagine getting a compliment from Peter Wolf about a live performance or whatever, and then you ask that question, they're both the same.
Yeah, there's this guy, Tony Bennett.
He's a young kid.
That's a trap door because there's a lot of obviously new stuff that I'm hearing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get asked, you kind of feel, oh, I should have mentioned so-and-so or this one. Because I do listen to a lot of music all the time. And people are always sending me links to check this band out or that band out. And then when we travel, like we get to Detroit or different cities, we're always checking out new bands or playing with new bands. So you get to hear a lot.
Peter, I got to ask, I mean, with all the shows that I've seen, so many, I mean, and he asked about some of your favorites, you know, whether it was the New Year's Eve shows, you know, at the Garden or wherever. I saw you so many times there in Portland. And I remember one particular show where the show ended, now an old concert format, right? Like in the older days or a while back, whatever you want to call it. You know, the show ends, the lights come up, and the music start to play. Signal is, show's over. So everybody starts to leave the Civic Center. I walked halfway across the ice, well, you know, the floor, and all of a sudden I hear, where you blankers going? And I turn around, and you're back on stage, and the place just went absolutely crazy. Stuff like that, I think, is kind of what the different kind of things that made shows special. What's the longest show that you've ever played with Jay Giles or solo? Because sometimes when you're up there, it just seems like you just keep going.
Well, with the solo band, I think we did, I think we got up to about 3 hours of just, several times, just kept pulling. But the great thing about the Midnight Travelers, I can turn around and call out any Giles song, they know it, any of the solo songs, they know it, and there's so much, you know, different songs that we can do that, classics, so there was a time we just kept going. And with the Giles band, I would say almost the same. There was certain periods where we would just keep on going,
yeah.
and encore after encore. A lot of times we'd get backstage and we felt like, man, we can't stop. And we'd go back and people in the house didn't realize, they thought the show was over. So somebody would yell out, you know, somebody in the building would say, lights. But we weren't done.
Right.
We'd love to keep going and going and going.
I love that.
Don't stop until you drop.
I like that. I like that. So I'm going to, I mean, the relationship as the relationship with the guys in the Giles band, how is it as we stand today? I know that you do, you get together sometimes, you play. It's not an all the time kind of thing, but what's the relationships there between you and Seth and Danny Joe and those guys?
Well, you know, I'm out here so much with the solo band, mm-hmm. and we're in the studio all the time. There's not much communication unless, you know, somebody decides or
right.
puts together a special event or mm-hmm. a special reunion kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And usually those are done for benefits. We've done different things for,
sure.
you know, different foundations.
Mm-hmm.
So, but basically I'm out in the highways with the Midnight Travelers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about, and this comes up, it comes up every year, and I talk about it, and I would love nothing more than to see you and the Giles band in the Hall of Fame. Does that just kind of go on apart from you, separate, because you can't get wound up in that kind of thing, or what's your take on that?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I've been involved with the Hall of Fame mm-hmm. for so many years. I inducted Jackie Wilson, one of my favorite singers, into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
The Paul Butterfield Blues Band, I inducted them. I did a special song tribute for Otis Blackwell, one of my favorite songwriters, who wrote so many songs for Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis. And,
right.
And so being and attending many of the events, it would be a nice honor, obviously, mm-hmm. but... it comes when it comes. There's not much else you can do.
Right, right. So are recording more since the last record?
Oh, yeah. We're in the midst of pulling together a new one. The last one was A Cure for Loneliness,
mm-hmm.
and we're hoping on another cure coming up.
Sounds so good, man. Peter Wolf, you can go to peterwolf.com. Of course, that's also on iTunes and things like that. And Thursday night, they're going to be, he and the Midnight Travelers are going to be at the great Flying Monkey up in Plymouth. And we do have some tickets to give away, so if you'd like to go, we'd like to send you at 888-556-7625. I thoroughly enjoy every time I get a chance to talk to you.
Thanks, Greg. Also, it's, you know, it's an early show, 7:30, because, you know, Thursday's night sometimes is hard for people because they got to get up and do stuff on Friday. It's easier on the weekends, but come on out. We'll be there, ready to rock it, ready to roll it.
There you go. Well, always great to talk to you, Peter. All the best, and hope to see you coming up on Thursday night.
Oh, thank you. You're going to be coming out to the show?
I'm coming up. This will be my first time going to the Fly Monkey, but I'm in. I am in.
All right, well, you got to come backstage and we can have ourselves a glass or two.
There you go. All right,
bring roadkill with you, too.
There it is.
Woo!
All right, Peter. Take care, man. We'll see you Thursday.
Thanks.
Bye. There's my backstage pass right there. I'm going backstage.
He's so cool.
Will you have a drink because he said you had to?
If he offered me a glass of wine, I would take it and drink it.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Because I know you don't drink that.
Right, but I would. And he's a rock and roll ambassador. You know? So, anyway, 888, like I said, 556-7625. Got a few pair of tickets we'll give you. Go to the Fly Monkey. There you go. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back Monday morning at 5:30. Enjoy.